The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first, then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. People do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. A good person out of the store of goodness in his heart produces good, but an evil person out of a store of evil produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. The Gospel of the Lord. I'm told that it's because I'm half German that I'm a strict rule follower. And so for these almost 2 years, I have never celebrated a Mass without a mask on. And I'm telling you, it is so nice not to have a mask on today. Indoor, you know, the guideline has been lifted by our health officials. But there was also a survey I saw on NBC. It says that 80% of the people in Northern Virginia still are not comfortable with that. So there is no pressure. I mean, do whatever it is that makes you feel comfortable. It's not an issue with me. I'm up here, so I don't know. If I was sitting out there, I don't know what I might do. So I've been thinking a lot about this, the situation our world is in today. And, you know, this is the weekend where I come back and we have commitment Sunday for the Bishop's Lenten Appeal. But I've been watching all these images on TV about what's happening in Ukraine. And it is heartbreaking to see the level of suffering and movement of people. Now I think they said 380,000 people have been displaced to other countries. People huddling in subway tunnels in Kyiv. Tens of thousands of people fleeing with only a suitcase. They interviewed one lady and they asked her if she had any food, and she had like a bag of Cheetos. That was all she had. Being completely moved with nothing, to take nothing along. I had a friend when I was parochial vicar at St. Leo's who was from the Ukraine. She was quite elderly and she's no longer with us. She died maybe, I don't know, that was in the late 90s. But she was from Ukraine, and she was so proud of her culture. It's so different from the Russian culture. Their art, their food. I mean, there are similarities in some cases, but their history is even very different. And I wonder how it's possible in our day and age that a culture like that could be at risk of being erased. I don't get it. Millions of people in danger. So my thoughts, and your thoughts obviously are probably going in the same direction, they turn to this question: what are nations' responsibilities toward each other? The care and protection of other nations. And then I was thinking, confronted with so many difficulties and needs here in our country, what are communities' responsibilities? And then on a personal level, with so many people in need, what is my responsibility? Because I have way more than a suitcase of stuff. I am so blessed. We are all blessed. So how can we most effectively as a community confront our challenges? Facing poverty, both physical and spiritual. Emotional struggles. I want to tell you, I attended the funeral yesterday of the man who died here the week before. How do we help people? How do we help people who struggle with life's difficulties and dangers? And I have to tell you that the only and the most important recourse that I can find is our diocese. which is a powerful source of ministry and compassion in Northern Virginia and beyond. So as I said, today's commitment weekend, I'd ask our ushers now if you would please distribute pledge envelopes, one per family here in the church. And while they're doing that, I'm going to first read the letter from Bishop Burbage. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the theme for this year's Bishop Lenten Appeal is shared with the theme for this preparatory year of our diocesan Golden Jubilee, Do This in Remembrance of Me. These words of our Lord focus us on the Eucharist. In his most holy sacrament, Jesus is present among us, offering us his very body and blood. Nourished by these redeeming gifts, we are then sent forth to bear fruit for the salvation of the world. As the effects of the pandemic continue to linger, the need to support and assist others remains constant. I respectfully ask that if your circumstances allow, you prayerfully consider a sacrificial pledge to this important appeal. With your support of the BLA, we will continue to make visible the sacrificial love of Jesus to those throughout our diocese and beyond. I am grateful to all of you who have given in the past to this appeal. In a few moments, your pastor will guide you through the pledging process. Please be assured of my prayers for you. Through the intercession of Mary, our Mother, may Jesus bless you abundantly now and always. Sincerely in Christ, Bishop Michael Burbage, Bishop of Arlington. So I also want to thank all of you who've already pledged or given a gift to this year's Bishop's Lenten Appeal. The update that I received this week says that 5% of our households have already pledged something, and so I thank you. If you recall, the bishop's goal for this year is that 30% of parishioners respond. Ideally, we'd like 100%, but 30% is the goal. And our parish goal is about $500,000. So we've got about $80,000 already given. So thank you. I believe that this Bishop's Lenten Appeal is something that every family should support. And every donation, no matter the amount, is important. This year, we begin our first year of preparation for the diocese's 50th anniversary. We remember with gratitude how Jesus has been at work in our diocese for the past 50 years. Please know that all the money collected for the Bishop's Lenten Appeal is restricted to the programs, offices, and ministries that are described in the appeal materials. Many of these ministries and services help our parish as well. Our church, more than ever, needs to remain united, so that together we may share the hope and love of Christ with everyone we encounter. You have been asked already to pause and reflect on how you can make a truly sacrificial pledge to this appeal, to the best of your ability. I realize that each of us has different circumstances, and the amount of your donation is unique to your own financial situation. However, all of us have a responsibility to support our church through this appeal. And my goal is that we might achieve 100% participation from our parish. Again this year, our diocese is blessed with a special challenge gift that will match new and increased BLA gifts. So for every dollar you donate higher than the gift amount you gave last year, this challenge gift will match up to $500,000 with an equal donation. And if you are donating for the first time to the BLA, your entire donation will be matched. This is wonderful news, and I ask you to consider prayerfully your ability to increase your gift from last year. I will walk us through the pledge process so that everyone can complete the form together. And by going through this with you, it actually takes us less time and allows us to pace ourselves so that we can finish in just a few minutes. Now, here's a new paragraph that wasn't in the script last year. And I told the bishop, I think we're starting on a slippery slope. Okay? But he's encouraging, if you like, to take out your phones. Got your phones. And if you look in the inside of the flap, if you don't want to fill out the envelope, there's a QR code here. You can take the envelope home and use this QR code and do all of this online so that you don't have to write it out now. Only today can we have the phones out like that. Okay. For those here at Mass who are filling out the pledge card, you'll find pencils in the pews. Please complete the section inside with your name, information, spouse's name if applicable, address and phone number. Also provide your email, please. If you've already contributed to the Bishop's Lenten Appeal by mail or online, Just below where your email address goes, there's a little box that says, I already have made a gift or pledge. Check that box, and then don't do anything else on this form. Just seal it and turn it in. That would avoid duplicating your pledge and confusing the bookkeeper. So if you have not already pledged by mail or online, you may make a one-time gift or a pledge that can be paid throughout the year. Pledging is encouraged because it allows us to make a sacrificial gift over time. When you make a pledge, you will receive monthly reminder statements until your pledge is paid. You may also go online to make payments to your pledge. So now please refer to the right-hand side of the envelope. There's a shaded box on the right. And check the box or write in the amount of your pledge or gift in the spaces provided. Now, if you would kindly write the amount of your pledge on the total amount pledged line. If you wish to include a payment now, please write the amount of the payment on the amount enclosed line. And then if it's cash or check, place it inside the envelope. And also over it says down below in the center bottom, please check the appropriate box if your payment enclosed is a check or cash. This is important because sometimes things get mixed up and then we know which money goes to which envelope. If you want to pay your pledge by credit card or direct debit, you may go to the diocesan website or simply scan the QR code on the envelope to take you directly to the BLA giving page. If you are not enclosing a payment now, put a zero in the amount enclosed line and then write in the balance to be paid amount on that line. And then on the left-hand side, above the shaded box on the left, if you would please write the name of our parish on the line provided so that we will receive proper credit toward our goal, proper credit for your donation. And as I've been saying at all the masses, even if you're visiting from any other parish nearby, please put down St. Bernadette. You know, when you have a mask on and you make a joke, nobody laughs because nobody can tell if you're really making a joke. This is something I've discovered. So it's interesting. Very interesting dynamic. So finally, on the front of the envelope, on this side, you'll see there's a line at the top. I ask you to print your first and last name here. And if you're using a pencil, write it on the white border because the pencil's going to be hard to read on that ink. Please. And then if everything's finished, I ask you to seal your envelope. And I'll ask the ushers to come down and to collect them for us. We have a lot of special temporary ushers today. I want to thank all of you for being here to help with this process. So I thank you for your kind generosity on behalf of Bishop Burbage and our parish, especially on behalf of all the people in our diocese who will benefit from your generosity. I thank you for your pledge to the Bishop's Lenten Appeal. God bless you.